Chapter 30. The Norsemen. Why the people of the 10th century prayed the Lord to protect them from the fury of the Norsemen. In the 3rd and 4th centuries, the Germanic tribes of Central Europe had broken through the defences of the empire, that they might plunder Rome and live on the fat of the land. In the 8th century, it became the turn of the Germans to be the plundered ones. They did not like this at all, even if their enemies were their first cousins, the Norsemen, who lived in Denmark and Sweden and Norway. What forced these hardy sailors to turn pirate we do not know, but once they had discovered the advantages and pleasures of a buccaneering career, there was no one who could stop them. They would suddenly descend upon a peaceful Frankish or Frisian village, situated on the mouth of a river. They would kill all the men and steal all the women. Then they would sail away in their fast-sailing ships, and when the soldiers of the king or emperor arrived upon the scene, the robbers were gone, and nothing remained but a few smoldering ruins. During the days of disorder which followed the death of Charlemagne, the Norsemen developed great activity. Their fleets made raids upon every country, and their sailors established small independent kingdoms along the coast of Holland and France and England and Germany, and they even found their way into Italy.